Edwin Link was an aviation pioneer known by generations of pilots and astronauts for his flight simulators. Later, Link turned his attention to the oceans. He started developing a little sub that would explore the great depths of the seas. He and his wife, Marion, lived on a boat that often docked in Miami or Palm Beach. By the late 1960s, he was in the market for a permanent harbor. It was the time of the Apollo moon missions.
He thought if they can send a man to the moon, we can certainly get man to the bottom of the sea.
Marilyn Link of Vero Beach is the sister of Edwin Link, who died in 1981. He found some property on the Indian River north of Fort Pierce. Two Fort Pierce men had a mining business there.
They were mining sand to take to the Bahamas for construction. By 1969, that had stopped, so the channel was there, and one of the partners wanted to sell out. So Ed thought it was a perfect solution for him, since there were 300 or 400 acres of land available and a ready-made channel for his ship.
Marilyn Link, a pilot, was living in New York. She flew down to Fort Pierce to pick up her brother and sister-in-law and fly them back to New York.
And when I arrived and flew over this channel, I could not imagine what Ed and Marion were doing here. Mosquitoes and ants and sand and no foliage at all. I thought it was the Sahara Desert. I had no vision of to what it would ever become.
What time of year was it?
It was in the summer, July.
Oh, boy.
When she went back to New York, she expected to come to Harbor Branch only for visits.
Everything here was going well, and by that time, Seward Johnson had decided to bring his boat up where Ed was, so I could see that Seward and Ed were looking towards developing the Woods Hole of the South.
Johnson and Link teamed up and opened Harbor Branch in 1971.
About 1973, Seward Sr. and Ed were having some trouble managing all of this, and the managers they had wanted to do it the way they wanted to do it, and Seward and Ed were pretty strong characters, and they didn't expect these managers to be telling them what to do, especially when it was their money.
So one day, Marilyn got a call from Seward Johnson. He asked her to come down and work as managing director.
So I came in September, thought I'd stay 4 months.
That was what year?
That was in 1973. I never thought I would make it the first few years, but surprisingly enough, I guess I grew with the community.
It hasn't always been smooth sailing at Harbor Branch. The hurricanes of 2004 caused damage in the millions.
And also after Seward Johnson Jr. became, I'd say, more interested in other ventures that he was involved in and left, they did get into some financial problems. So beginning about 2006, they had to be looking around as what they wanted to do from there. And I am glad that the state came in, Florida Atlantic University came in, and gave them the opportunity so that Harbor Branch could become part of Florida Atlantic University.
Marilyn Link retired as managing director a number of years ago, but remains active as a board member. The merger of FAU and Harbor Branch took effect January 1st. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.